Hi friends, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us this weekend.
Yes, thank you friends. I'm Pauline and I'm so glad to be with you today. I think we're both glad we're here, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Today is Saturday, so that means we get to review all of the great lessons we had this week. But before we start, do you have plans this weekend, Pauline?
I think this weekend I'm just going to relax. I want to sleep in, maybe read a book, watch a movie, just relax.
Ooh, that sounds good. I have some laundry. I need to clean the home, but I might have pancakes in the morning. That's my favorite.
I do like pancakes. Well, I know many people like to go to the beauty salon on the weekends. We talked about that.
Well, I can see why they do that. That is when you don't have to go to work. You have time to get your hair done.
Ooh, that's a good phrase to learn. What does it mean to get your hair done or get your nails done, Peter?
Oh, that's just a really easy way of saying going to the hair salon to get a haircut or style your hair or get your nails a pedicure or a manicure.
All right, that's exactly it. We're already learning so much today. Well, we also had some great sports moments this week.
Oh man, that was great. I love sports.
What's your favorite sport, Peter?
Oh, my favorite sport is soccer. Football. Basketball is pretty great. Oh, I also like baseball.
Oh wow, you really do like sports.
Oh, I almost forgot. Tennis is great, too.
All right. Well, I think that answers my question, Peter. Are you going to play any sports this weekend with friends?
Well, we'll see. But first, we need to review. Friends, let's watch the lessons together. Then we'll have questions for you.
Taylor, do I need a haircut?
I don't think so, Alex. Your hair isn't too long.
Well, do you like my hairstyle?
Sure, it's fine. You look good in straight hair.
Thanks, but I'm tired of it. I want a new hairstyle.
Go to a beauty salon. A hairstylist can help you.
Do you know a good hairstylist?
Yes! Sherry at Studio 102 is good. I usually go to her for a haircut.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. She can cut your hair, or she can just trim it.
Let's look at hairstyles online. Maybe I want a curly hairstyle.
Okay. Choose some styles. Then you can ask the hairstylist about them.
Hi, Tina. Your fingernails look nice.
Thanks for noticing. I had a manicure.
Did you do it yourself?
No, I went to a beauty salon.
For a manicure?
Sure. Beauty salons give manicures. I got a pedicure, too. So my toenails look nice.
That's nice. You look great.
Thank you. I always want to look my best. James, do you ever go to a beauty salon? They can shampoo your hair and style it.
No, beauty salons are for women.
Men go to them too. A stylist can also dye your hair.
I don't want to change the color of my hair.
It might be fun.
No, thanks. I'm happy with my hairstyle and hair color now.
Are you ready to camp in the woods this weekend, Alex?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Did you get a place in the campground?
Yes, I got the last one.
What time should we leave?
Let's leave early. It takes 2 hours to drive to the campground.
And you have a tent?
I do.
Then we're all ready to go.
We're not ready yet. We need sleeping bags.
I have one. I'll bring it.
And we need food. What are we going to eat?
Let's bring hamburgers, hot dogs, and chicken.
Great! We can cook them over a fire.
Are we bringing too much food?
No. We do a lot of hiking, so we'll be hungry.
James, you like to read about sports. I want to test you.
Yes, of course. I'm a sports fan. Ask me anything.
Who ran the first 4-minute mile?
Roger Bannister did. It was an important moment.
That's right. But why was it so important?
A 4-minute mile was impossible. No one could run it. He was the first one.
Many people can run a 4-minute mile now. So are we faster than before?
Maybe. Our professional athletes exercise and practice their sports a lot.
Many people are stronger and healthier now. Regular people exercise more.
That's right. We also have healthier diets.
Bannister's story also encouraged many athletes.
Yes, it did.
How fast can you run a mile?
Not very fast.
I'm going running this weekend. Do you want to come?
No, thanks. I don't enjoy running.
I didn't enjoy running until I bought running shoes. Now I love running.
Do shoes make a big difference?
Yes. They feel great and allow me to run faster.
Maybe I need running shoes. Then I can be more active.
Get some and run with me this weekend.
Hey, Alex, you look great. Have you been working out?
Yes, I go to the gym almost every day.
Good for you. But why don't you just exercise at home?
I have a coach at the gym. He teaches me different exercise methods.
So your coach helps you train better?
That's right. He also helps me focus when I exercise.
Okay, everyone, now it's time for some questions. You can answer them at home. Peter and I will answer these questions together.
That's right. But make sure to be using your English at home if you can.
On this show, we hope that you will challenge yourself. So try to say more than a one-word answer. Try saying a whole sentence. Let's give an example.
Okay, do you need a haircut?
No.
Okay, well, now try making a full sentence. Give a full answer, Pauline. Do you need a haircut?
No, what are you saying? I think my hair looks nice, and I got a haircut last week.
Okay, yes, I did notice that, but very good job. That was a great full answer. Complete sentences are best. Okay, here is a question for you. What does it mean to shampoo?
Oh, well, when you wash your hair, you shampoo it. Shampoo is soap for your head.
Very good. Well, now let's talk about camping. Let's talk about some things you might need for camping.
Well, you need a tent, of course. You stay in the tent when you are camping. You will put your sleeping bag inside the tent, and then you sleep there.
All right. Well, our friends will leave early to go to the camping grounds. They reserved the last one.
And they will bring a lot of food. I am always really hungry when I go camping.
Well, they will eat a lot because they will hike a lot. That sounds like a great trip to me.
Well, now let's talk about getting active. Can you tell us what the gym is?
Well, the gym is a great place to exercise. They have exercise machines, bicycles, as well as weights. So if you want to get in shape or become active, this is a great place to go.
At the gym, you can find a coach who will help you. Your coach will teach you new exercise methods. Then you must use them and exercise often.
Another word for coach is trainer. They train you how to exercise.
And if you are very active, you need the right kind of shoes. You can find shoes that allow you to run faster. They are special, but can be expensive. The shoes should be very light and must fit your feet well.
I like to run. I have good shoes that I use only for running. This is important because I should take care of my body. I don't want to injure my knees or feet.
Well, friends, what was your favorite lesson this week? Talk about it during the break, and then we'll be back to review those great features together. Don't go away!
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way!
Well, friends, welcome back from the break, everyone. Hey, Pauline, I noticed your nails, and you want to get a manicure anytime soon?
What? You know, Peter, there are nice ways to ask questions like that and not so nice ways. That was not so nice. It sounds like you don't like my fingernails. I think they look perfectly nice as they are, but maybe you should go get a manicure.
Oh, that does hurt. Why did you say that about my nails? They look great.
Well, friends, I hope you did enjoy our lesson on going to the beauty salon this week. We learned some great new words, and it is a useful thing to know about.
If you want to get a new hairstyle or something like that, then go to the nearest hairstylist, and they will help you with that. Well, friends, now it's time for us to watch some of our features. Let's watch them together.
Oh, hello, friend. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I was just looking at my hair. I think it's getting kind of long. What do you think? Do I need a haircut?
Different people like different hairstyles. Some people like long hair. Others like short hair. And still others like no hair. They shave their heads. There are many different hairstyles and haircuts. Some women like long straight hair. It is not hard to take care of, but it takes a long time to wash and dry. Some women have long hair except in the front. If they have short hair just on their foreheads, they have bangs. Short haircuts looks good on some men or women. And the short hair can be curly or straight. Right now, some men like a haircut called a fade. That means their hair is cut very short on the sides, but it is long on top. If you want to get a haircut, go to a hairstylist. He or she can give you some ideas and tell you what haircuts might look good on you. He or she can cut your hair a little. That's called a trim. Or they can cut it a lot for a new, short hairstyle. And don't worry if you don't like a haircut. Your hair will grow again, and you can try a new haircut.
So, do you like my new hairstyle? It's very easy to take care of. You don't like it? Well, neither do I. I like having hair. Maybe I will just trim my hair a little bit. I think I'll go to a hairstylist and do that now. See you next time, everyone. Goodbye.
It's easy to say, here's a bright new day. But sometimes things go wrong. When your life's not going right, just sing a happy song. Nothing is impossible when you believe. Look to your Father up above. He knows just what you need. People might do things that hurt you, make you feel so down and out. But remember all the friends who care, then you can sing and shout. Woo! Nothing is impossible.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about running, and here to answer my question is Ms. Mara Thawne.
Hi, Rob!
Hello, Mara. You look like you've been exercising.
Yes, I just finished a 10-mile run.
Wow. Do you run often?
Oh, yes. I run every day. I love to run.
Great. Then you will know the answer to our question. Our question today comes from Abijah Hunt of Houston, Texas. Abijah writes, I like to run, and I am thinking about running a marathon. Can you tell me more about marathons and how I can prepare for one?
I love that question. I'm glad you enjoy running. Running is great exercise.
It really is. It keeps your body healthy and it can help you lose weight.
That's right. And I'm happy to hear that you're thinking about running a marathon.
What is a marathon, Mara?
A marathon is a long distance race.
Are all long-distance races marathons?
No, an official marathon is 42.19 kilometers long.
How many miles is that?
That's 26.219 miles.
That's a very long distance. I don't think I can run that far.
Well, preparing to run a marathon takes training and practice. But I think you could do it if you worked on it.
Maybe. So how can someone prepare for a marathon?
First, start early. Know when your marathon is and start training as soon as possible. It is best if you can start to train 3 to 6 months before the marathon.
I see. How often should I train?
It's best if you can run at least 4 times a week.
Do I have to run 26 miles each time?
No, no. You can do shorter runs during your training period, but make sure you do put in at least one longer run each week. As the marathon date gets closer, make sure you run longer. You should be running a very long run by the time the marathon comes.
Thanks for your advice, Mara. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Tyler, did you eat a snack?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Look at me, Tyler. Did you eat all the chocolate chip cookies?
No.
Come here. I'm going to ask you one more time. Have you been eating the chocolate cookies?
That was a super sentence!
Super Sentence Man!
Yes, I am Super Sentence Man. And I believe your mother just said today's super sentence. Have you been something? Have you been eating the chocolate cookies? Well, did you eat the chocolate cookies?
No!
Ah, right. You know, I actually wasn't asking you. Here, mother dear, there's a little problem.
Well, Tyler's not being honest with me, and Super Sentence Man, that is a big problem!
No. The problem is you only said the super sentence one time. Can you say it in another way?
Oh, well, yes. That's easy. Have you been exercising?
Have you been exercising?
Have you been doing your homework?
Have you been doing your homework?
Have you been sleeping well? Have you been playing outside? Have you been?
Whoa. She's a super sentence machine. Excellent. Now, I forgot. What super sentence did you say to Tyler?
Tyler, have you been eating the chocolate cookies? They are all gone.
And
That is how you use a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Now, Tyler, don't lie to your mommy. Did you have any chocolate cookies?
No!
Well then, why do you have chocolate all over your mouth, young man?
I was just drawing.
Huh.
Oh, dear. Oh, my stomach feels terrible. I think I had too many cookies.
So it was you!
What?
Daddy's gonna be in trouble.
What? They were delicious.
Tyler, thank you for being honest with Mama. Now you!
Aren't those features great? It is always a good idea to review the things you learn each week. And this is a fun way to do it, don't you think?
I think so. I always enjoy reviewing the week's lessons and features. It's a fun way to ask and answer questions about everything we've learned.
Yes, it's nice to see how much we learned. Friends, you really are learning a lot. We're so proud of you. Keep up the good work.
Yes, we are here every Saturday to help you review and enjoy.
But now it's time to go out and enjoy your Saturday. But don't forget to come back Monday for a whole new week of learning together.
That's right. There's always more to learn right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.